I want to talk briefly about our role in that movement, and I want to emphasize the word our. It is tempting to blame corporations and the government for their failure to deal with climate change. It is not that each does not bear responsibility, and it is not that each are not very important actors. However, just as the activists in the environmental movement of the 1970s were the key actors in bringing about change today, each and every one of us needs to get involved, or I believe the future will get more desperate for each passing generation. If we want to succeed, we need to make a long-term commitment. And I want to emphasize that the magnitude of the problem is such that we can't fix it by just going home and changing a few LED light bulbs. First, a commitment to examine how we live. And I think I'm veering into the realm of political incorrectness. Americans have one of the highest per capita energy usage rates in the world. We need to make changes in our consumption habits and how we use energy. We need to walk the talk, to buy time for the next generation to deal with the impacts of a changing climate. Buy less, share more, and give things away. Yeah. Most of us have multiples of things in our homes, more than we need. My family does. Think about energy usage when you buy a new appliance. Yes, truth be told, my wife and I upgraded our old but perfectly usable box TV to a flat screen TV a number of years ago. I am now going to say the dreaded word in our family, research, and found a computer compatible flat screen TV that uses less energy than our old TV and gets better reception. I get Netflix, can hook up my computer, and use less watts. Educate yourself about the concept of phantom load and how to eliminate that. Phantom load, if you don't know it, is the power many appliances use today when you turn them off. The solution is power strips. You'd be amazed at how many watts some of these devices use in the course of the year.